We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've had a blast talking week one of the NFL season. We'll get back to your calls in a little bit, but it's been way too long since my man Andrew Filippone and I have shared a mic, and he kills it in Pittsburgh. He does afternoons on 92.3 The Fan, and the Pittsburgh Steelers got killed tonight, 33-3 by the Patriots. And we also will talk Antonio Brown. I know he's got a lot of thoughts on that. You should follow him on Twitter at the Pony Express. That's P-O-N-I. Pony, what's good, brother? How you doing, man?
Are there still tolls on phone calls? Because I do that read all the time, and I wonder if I should just eliminate that part of it. But then again, our boss tells us to read it, so I just do it.
Yeah, do we have the power to eliminate the word toll? I don't know.
Told. Who are the people that hear that and say, wait, there's no toll? I'm going to call Danny.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Exactly. That the 10 cents a minute on the old toll, like the rotary phone back in the day, that was what was
50,
holding them 50, back.
I was teetering, but when I heard toll-free, I decided to call. I want someone to call me with that.
I just had to get these Jaguar defense takes off, but it's just too damn expensive. What the hell happened to the Steelers tonight? I wasn't able to watch it as closely as I would have liked because, you know, national radio show and all. So what happened?
Vintage Steelers performance in New England. They always play like crap there. And tonight was no different, and I think there was a psychological aspect or component to it. They play there, Danny. And like any adversity that occurs in the game, any early trauma that puts them behind in Foxborough, and I think because the two most prominent people now associated with the Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin, are just so used to losing there that they got down early. And, you know, honestly, in the second half, I didn't really see a lot of kickback or a lot of fight to make it a game. So they took their beating as they always do in New England, and they're doing their best job right now to, you know, give you the it's one out of 16 games, it's no big deal thing.
Is that a bigger indictment of Tomlin or Roethlisberger?
Well, for me, it's Ben because I expect a lot more out of Ben. I think Mike Tomlin's a very overrated coach. I think the reason why he has the record that he has is a lot of it is being in the right place at the right time with the right organization. You know, he inherited, you know, a great defense when you could win defense with championships, and then he watched a quarterback come into his own as a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I think Tomlin, as we've seen here, is not a great coach. For me, he's not the best coach even in his own division. That's John Harbaugh. But with Roethlisberger, he's going to be in Canton 5 years after he retires. And I don't care that New England has more on defense this year than, say, last year or years past. To go there and only score 3 points without Antonio Brown is an embarrassment. And I think Ben, for whatever reason, in New England, he kowtows to Brady. I think there's a little bit of an intimidation effect. Even games at home where they've beaten Brady, Ben hasn't been lights out. They've been lower scoring games, like last year, 17-10 at Heinz Field. So I think if you're going to ask me who I'm going to blame more, it's Ben, just because my expectations for him in these games are much greater.
Andrew Filippone, afternoons, and you hear him all the time here on CBS Sports Radio. He does afternoons in Pittsburgh on 92.3 The Fan. I know the 3 points ultimately don't matter, and it obviously had no effect on the outcome of the game, but what the hell is Mike Tomlin doing, or what justification is there for kicking a field goal from the 1 yard line down 20-0?
The only justification is so you can say, you know, 33-3 and the ignominious shutout, you know, the embarrassment that comes with scoring no points is erased with a.
But it happened in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's complete vanity. It's totally cosmetic. It's showing no understanding of basic math or statistical analysis, knowing when and what to do in those situations, which is more of the same. They ran a toss to James Conner on a third and inches. They didn't go for it on a fourth and one earlier in the game when they were already down two scores. It was a brutal night by Tomlin. But like I said, I've come to expect it out of him, not only in New England, but to me, there are a lot of places where he leaves you wanting more as a coach. I thought giving him a contract extension off of probably his worst year as a head coach was a mistake. But that's what the Steelers do. They treat these coaches like it's the most job security in all of professional sports to be the head coach of this franchise.
You were really bullish on them. You had them winning 11 games.
I still do. I still do. I mean, you know, this loss in some ways, you know, makes me feel like the gap between the Patriots and the other contenders in the AFC, Chiefs included, is as big as maybe it's not ever been, but it feels like with the Luck retirement and now with the way the Steelers have played there, I mean, they're not going to finish with a better record than the Patriots. So that means, you know, best case scenario, somebody else knocks them off in the playoffs, or you go there and things are different, which they won't be. I'm bullish. I was bullish on the Steelers in this way, Danny. They're going to win the AFC North. And yeah, like the Baltimore thing, I guess is eye-popping in the way Lamar Jackson played. But if Baltimore played in New England tonight and the Steelers went to Miami, the records would be, the Steelers would be 1-0 and Baltimore would be 0-1. So it depends how much you put in margin of victory or margin of defeat. So I still think they'll win 10 games, bare minimum, probably more like 11, and win the division. But the Steelers won't beat the Patriots when it counts.
Pony, what offends your sensibilities most about the Antonio Brown story?
Well, wow, that's a great question because there's so much to it. I'm, I guess, offended by the lack of response from the people who are in charge, mainly Roger Goodell. You know, it to me, it's pretty clear that this was, you know, at the very least, there was tampering involved. I just don't believe that at 4 o'clock, as soon as Antonio Brown was able to sign, that the details of a contract with incentives and bonuses were already determined. Like it took a 2-minute phone call to figure that out. No, obviously there was tampering, and I think it was premeditated. And I think that that's a dangerous precedent. I mean, I've seen it in Pittsburgh, and I think this is where Antonio Brown and Drew Rosenhaus hatched the idea. It happened here with LeGarrette Blount. He got himself cut. He abandoned the Steelers. He left a game in the middle of a game to get cut and then signed with the Patriots and won two Super Bowls. I watched James Harrison, who's really good friends with Antonio Brown, do the same thing, totally out of character, 2 years ago. We started blowing off meetings. And when he found out he wasn't active for a game, he left the stadium, and then, you know, he's snoring in meetings and just making a fool of himself. And that's, you know, say what you will about James Harrison, the person, but that wasn't him, the professional, and it was all to get himself to New England. So I think Antonio Brown did the same thing. I think he hatched this plan. I think the way he went about it is offensive. And I just think that the NFL should have at least given us the appearance that they were upset or troubled by the process to get to New England.
I think that he wanted to go to New England and orchestrated it to go to New England within the last 72 hours, maybe the last 4 or 5 days, when it became apparent that they were going to void the guarantees of his contract in Oakland. But he wanted out of Pittsburgh to get guaranteed money. He got $30 million in guarantees from the Raiders, and now this contract is not guaranteed, and it tops out at $15 million from the Patriots with $9 million up front. So I don't believe that this was some sort of long con from a few months ago, like back when the helmet thing was going on and Hard Knocks was going on. Do you think it goes that far back?
I think it could. I think that obviously there was a con here to get out of Pittsburgh, wouldn't you agree? Those weren't the actions of a madman. I mean, if he's
Oh, I think he absolutely wanted out of Pittsburgh, and I think he absolutely wanted guaranteed money.
So let's talk about this. So if there was a con in December, January, February, March to get out of Pittsburgh that was social media driven, agent driven. Why would, like, so he had, what, like a 2-month honeymoon period with Oakland? I don't know about that. Like, I think Antonio Brown might have bet on himself in this way. I'll take $15 million now from the Patriots. I'll kill it there. And I'll get another contract from a team that I like more than the Raiders after I display good behavior and huge production in New England.
So you think he wanted to go to New England the whole time? The Patriots wouldn't trade him there. He goes to
Steelers
Oakland.
Wouldn't trade him there. Yes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The Steelers wouldn't trade him to New England, so they trade him to Oakland, and then he says, all right, I don't care if I screw the Raiders or screw this money.
Yes, and here's why I say that, Danny, because I think the Patriots, if they weren't in on it from the very beginning, I think they would have had interest in Antonio Brown just because Belichick will continually take chances on, you know, risky at-risk players. But I don't think he gives them $15 million.
Like, yeah, I agree. Like that is a really shady thing about this. Then, man, he's not crazy. He's actually really smart. He just doesn't care about his reputation at all because he got exactly what he wanted.
Well, he's business smart.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about his IQ. I'm not talking about his ability to, you know, make jokes about the toll-free Geico hotline. I'm talking about his ability to end up with a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach.
Right. And I think he's smart enough where he has the right agent to help him pull those strings.
So it's just another thing then where, you know, I admit to being a bit of a hater. Like I years ago when they were going to for 19-0, I was rooting for the Patriots for greatness. I know it was against your Giants, but now there have been so many things with the Patriots, all their different gates and paying Brady less money than they need to with the salary cap. I feel like there should be an investigation into them. How did they get this done? Because it seems like they're playing by a different set of rules than everybody else.
I think that part of the reason why Brady takes less is because his team has a business relationship with his brand.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, but I think there's more to all of this. Like they just always seem to operate in the gray of the letter of the law within the NFL, and there's just too many things where you add it up and you just wonder what's their ulterior motive. Because I got to be honest with you, it sickens me that he ends up on the Patriots.
I think it's
terrible for the league.
So do I, and I think like they're going to go 14-2 or 13-3 again and probably end up in the Super Bowl. And I know in Pittsburgh that's going to make me and everybody else here sick.
Yeah, I get it. I really do. So how upset are people going to be tomorrow? Scale of 1 to 10.
I would say 9.
Okay.
Maybe 10.
Yeah, Pony, have a good show, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
See you, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.